Welcome to Lesson 6, Amplifying Sensuality. We will be exploring what sensuality is and how we can, in our day-to-day choices and experiences, learn to expand and enhance our sensuality so that it starts to translate into our sex life. We will look at how pleasure is a lifestyle and how to start living as though life is foreplay. Finally, in this week's Jade Egg practice, we're going to try the seated practices. So let's jump in into another delicious time with ourselves. Week 6, amplifying sensuality, pleasure as a lifestyle. How was your week of exploring your erotic edge and your yoni pulse? If you have any questions or insights, be sure to leave them in the comment section below this video so we can support each other in the spirit of learning and opening. In this week's lesson, we're going to look at how we can take our sexuality out of our panties and bedroom and recognize its presence throughout the entirety of our life. Pleasure is both a birthright and a choice. It is naturally ours to experience every second of our day, yet few of us make the choice to recognize and cultivate this birthright. In fact, the substance naturally produced by your own body, known as nitric oxide, has been linked with vitality, health, and well-being. Do you know what elevates nitric oxide levels? Pleasure. Not just sexual pleasure per se, but also the sensations of purring from life's experiences. What is also crucial to note is that low levels of nitric oxide are linked with disease, illness, and aging. Our bodies are geared to function optimally when we establish a lifestyle where feeling delicious is the predominant feeling. I'm not saying that negative emotions don't have their place. They do. What I am saying is that feeling good most of the time results in more aliveness. Is your current lifestyle like foreplay, or is it actually eroding your pleasure? When you look at your lifestyle right now, is there one thing that you could let go of which would immediately welcome more pleasure into your life? Is there one thing you could start doing more of so that you're consciously contributing to blossoming your pleasure? With all this talk on pleasure, the obvious question is, how can we go about amplifying sensuality? Sensuality is how we interface with reality. It is through all of our senses that we make sense of reality. Therefore, sensuality isn't something perverted or something only Dionysian muses would indulge in, but it is something that serves us in every second of our life. Let's look at the 5 senses: smelling, tasting, seeing, hearing, and touching. Which of these senses are the strongest for you? The weakest? Which ones do you link to pleasure? Let's start with exploring our sense of smell first, as it is our most powerful and primitive of our senses. When it comes to our pleasure, our sense of smell plays a vital role in our arousal. We are even smelling things that go unnoticed by our conscious smell, but is registered by our erotic intelligence and therefore has tremendous influence on our behavior. Pheromones. Pheromones are picked up by our nose and can either drive us mad with desire or make us sick with repulsion. What is remarkable is that this sense is so powerful, we can actually distinguish who would be a suitable mate. Their smell alone tells us of their prowess and vitality. We also send out smell signals when we're ovulating, which makes us more attractive to others. Then there are obvious smells, the scent of one's breath, armpits, skin, and genitals. If you are not attracted to the scent of your partner, it will be difficult for you to fully get turned on. What scents turn you on? Which turn you off? What scent drives you absolutely wild with desire? What scent shuts everything down? Closely connected to our sense of smell is taste. In fact, they are so intimate that if you cannot smell, you cannot taste. How the food and drink you consume tastes, how you taste, how your lover tastes, all impacts on whether you're purring with desire or shutting up shop. What you eat and drink actually influences how your mouth, skin, and genitals taste. If you don't like how you taste, you can change it. In general, when we are relaxed, we also taste better, since stress hormones can change the pH of our body and result in tastes that are less attractive. The more water you can drink, the cleaner the food you eat, the more exercise you get, the more you reveal your delicious and unique taste. Again, if you do not like the way your partner tastes, it will be remarkably difficult to soften open to pleasure. What taste turns you on? Which turns you off? Which taste kickstarts your turn on and which puts it to sleep? Next up is our ability to see. In fact, what we see has such profound impact that gourmet chefs pay special attention to the beauty of their culinary arts, as they know the more visually beautiful, the more mouth-watering it is. Visual cues are hugely important and impactful for sensuality. When your environment looks and feels beautiful to you, it relaxes you. When it doesn't visually turn you on, it is much more difficult to access your physical turn on. This is also true to visual cues about our partner. When you gaze at your partner, normally there is something about them that just does it for you. If you find yourself unable to glean pleasure simply from gazing at your partner, then this too will inhibit your ability to show up erotically. Whether or not you have a partner, we are constantly flooded with visual cues that are neutral, exciting, or a turnoff. Allowing ourselves to be touched by the abundance of beauty around us, we titillate ourselves and go about our day feeling delicious, inspired, and ready for erotic play. And for the record, women are just as visual as men. It is a misnomer to believe otherwise. What visually is a turn on for you? What is a turn off? What visual image will rev up your desire? Are there any that kill it? Which ones? Then we have what we hear. For example, when we hear a woman making low sounds, often her focus is in her pelvis, whereas mid-range sounds are more in the middle of the torso, and higher pitch sounds reflect the focus being more up or out of the body. So the is the pelvisy sounds, the are more the middle of the torso, and the are the sounds of up or out of the body. Hearing is such a powerful influence on our turn-on, yet few of us pay attention to this particular sense. When your environment is filled with disturbing noises, or your relationship is filled with negative words and sounds, it will directly impact your adrenals and therefore determine whether you're running stress hormones or juicy, sexy hormones. Being able to shift your environment to one where you can fully express yourself in moans and screams of pleasure, while also hearing beautiful sounds, your favorite music or nature, has an immediate impact on how free you feel to express your pleasure. Learning to make your words the instigators to making your life more like foreplay is also important. It's important to note that making sounds of pleasure gives cues to your brain and actually work to enhance your turn-on and pleasure. It can also be exciting to hold your pleasure sounds in, so long as this isn't the only thing you permit yourself. Are your choice of words and tone of voice inspiring connection or distance? What sounds really get you purring? Which make you yawn or cringe? Are you vocal sexually and sensually? If not, are you willing to break through that barrier? Finally, last but not least, we have the sense of touch. Touch is so vital to us as human beings that without touch, an infant will die. Yet for most of us, touch is a foreign sense, one that either represents pain or simply a signal for sex. Learning how to touch consciously is something we must all learn, first with our own body and then with the body of our lover. I would also risk to say that we must expand the sense outside of the bedroom. Touch is so important that learning ways to express connection in conscious, affectionate, non-sexual touch is important to our continued well-being. What quality of touch do you love to give? To receive. What quality of touch turns you on? And where on your body do you love to receive that sort of touch? If you found yourself not knowing how to answer any of these questions, would you be willing to explore your senses more? Only you can accentuate or dampen your sensuality. Life is deeply sensual. Every second of every moment of your life, your senses are touching reality and communicating back what they experience. If you find that you are numb to this, or perhaps that your environment is more stressful than sensual, what could you do now to begin to change this for yourself? As you explore more of the jade egg today, see if you can involve all of your senses. Take time to experience the practice from each of the five senses. Your sensuality is worthy of your attention. But before we jump into more delicious jade egg practice, I want to invite you to listen to and play along with the audio of opening our sensual voice meditation. Be sure you are undisturbed and feeling deeply relaxed before listening.